This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Julian Ng, Ibrahim Sani, and me, Melissa Idris. 7:39 right now, Friday, the 23rd of September. In the headlines this morning, we've got Hillary Clinton in the US proposing 65% top rate for estate tax. And back home, Malaysia has booked some 28 billion ringgit of FDI in the first half of the year. But let's start first with the Danish shipping giant A.P. Møller-Mærsk, which will split its operations into two separate divisions focused on transport and energy. So what this means essentially is that Mærsk will now oversee a new transport and logistics division, while the group's oil interests will be consolidated into an energy division. This is interesting because it's the biggest shakeup this company has seen in its 100-year-plus history.
You know, transport and logistics for Maersk Line, the revenue is about 23 to 24 billion US dollars, and energy comes to about close to 6 billion US dollars. So this is a merger, this is a split that will involve huge revenue structure changes. So perhaps they could optimize their revenue for both transport and logistics to break it more than 24 billion right now.
The shipping industry is going through hell, not least driven by the economic situation around the world. The bankruptcy of Hanjin, for example, is driving the shipping industry in very profound ways. Namely, it's going to put up a lot of these other smaller shipping companies for sale.
Yep.
And I think Mærsk, the reason for them to split these two businesses is to really focus on the takeover. They want to be a big part of that takeover. To raise funds for the takeover, they would have to spin off the oil division, which is not very important to them. They still want to be make the liner shipping line of business the mainstay of the business. And I think that we will continue to see more and more mergers and acquisition within the shipping sector going forward.
Yeah, they're already the world's largest container operator by capacity. So you're right. I think all these smaller guys, possibly vulnerable to take over efforts by bigger shipping companies. Already the group CEO said that he expects to see more consolidation in this industry because carriers haven't made money for years and can't be sustained in the long run. I guess a hint as to the future plans for how Mærsk wants to view acquisitions in the future. Moving on to Hillary Clinton, Democratic presidential candidate Clinton says that she will levy a 65% estate tax on the largest estates. Now, this means that if she wins, it will be harder for wealthy people to pass on their assets to their heirs without paying taxes.
It's worth noting that this is the top bracket. There's other brackets as well. 65% for those that have more than 500 million to their name. 55% is another tax bracket, and 50% is the other tax bracket, the lowest tax bracket. Not any of these tax brackets is actually higher than the existing amount, which is about 40%. So I'm asking, what is the motivation for taxing the rich? Because it wasn't part of her manifesto when she started the campaign. But right now, perhaps, she's taking a leaf from Bernie Sanders' tax reform book.
Well, to get money, that's a simple answer, right? She wants revenue to fund her other economic schemes, her other plans. For instance, I believe she has this new expanding the child tax credit. She wants to simplify small business taxes. And according to her proposal, this estate tax will increase some $260 billion generated over the next decade or so. So she'll use that money to fund her economic programs. It's just simply, I think, taxing the rich to fund other social programs that she has.
That's right.
Ideas for.
On top of that $260 billion, she would squirrel away about $1.5 trillion from other places. And she still faces a $6 trillion funding gap based on what she wants to do.
I just wanted to point out, right, so estate tax is a term that the Democratic Party uses. Donald Trump calls it the death tax. But it's not accurate to call it the death tax because it doesn't apply to everyone who dies. It applies specifically to rich people who die, right? So I think that's something that needs
rich
to be
rich people die, what?
needs to be pointed out.
Well, there's some other choice words that are being used for this. Some people call it a confiscation of wealth from the rich. In fact, a representative from Donald Trump's campaign is saying that basically you're transferring money from the rich to the lawyers. this, because the rich would try to look for loopholes to try to get around it. In fact, the Trump representative accuses Hillary Clinton of also being very rich and trying to escape a lot of tax on their estate in this place called Chappaqua. That's apparently Hillary Clinton's estate.
Yeah. It's worth noting that Trump's move for this particular tax is to repeal it altogether, not even to put it at the 40% current tax rate. And this is really emblematic of the two philosophies that has been carried by both Clinton and Trump. It's worth noting as well that Hillary has slid in the polls right now. Gallup poll has placed her only at 65% of possibility of winning the election. This is the same pollster that gave her more than 80% of chance of winning just a few weeks ago.
Well, you know, Trump would want to repeal the estate tax / death tax because he, of course, also would not want to be part of this. He has, $44.5 billion net worth. Of course, he would benefit from repealing this tax.
Of this amount, a lot of the Democrats are actually contesting because Trump has yet to file in his tax return form. So we don't know if he's worth that much.
But what about the fact that Hillary Clinton said that she would also repeal what is known as the step-up basis?
Yeah, so this is where, for example, if you held a stock that's worth $1 when you bought it, and when you died, the stock is worth $3, for example, your estate only pays tax, capital gains taxes, from $3 onwards. So if it goes up to $3.50, you pay that tax, taxes on 50 cent gains. Hillary Clinton wants to make it go back all the way to $1. So if Melissa, your very rich parents pass you that estate, you know, you're going to be taxed from $1 onwards. And I think this is the thing that's going to kick the rich in the nuts. But, you know, we have a problem now. We are existing in a time of the greatest inequality, unprecedented, especially in America. The question is, how do you fund the poor? There are two ways to do it. One is you rob the rich and you give to the poor, a kind of Robin Hood scenario. The other is that, I guess, which is what the Republicans are always arguing, the Donald Trump route, since it's
American. Since we're talking American.
Which is to really let the rich do their thing, you know, and let economic growth trickle down right to the poor, give them jobs and other things, other goodies, right? So that's the trickle-down effect. The problem with that route is that global growth is now so anemic. You know, even the Fed is not sure whether the U.S. is growing swimmingly or not, and that's stopping them from raising interest rates. So we don't know what's happening with global growth, and in the meantime, the underclasses continue to suffer. So that is the big conundrum today.
I'm just questioning, and I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Donald Trump has said before that estate taxes hurt families because, you know, let's just say Hillary Clinton does win, if she wins and she implements this rule of repealing the step-up rule, right? That means your father may be rich, but when he dies, you won't necessarily be rich, right? So you'll have to be paying for whatever gains your father.
You're going to tax 65% of, let's say, a few billion bucks. You're still going to be left with a few billion bucks. What's wrong with
that? You're talking about top end, right? Right
this
at
is,
the top
this
level.
Is for the, okay. This is for the top end, I guess. So the question is, how do you redistribute wealth? It's a very, very thorny debate that's going on right now. And what about those guys who, like Mark Zuckerberg and Warren Buffett and Bill Clinton, who give everything to their foundation, do they escape the taxes because they can get around that and using those kind of loopholes to enrich themselves?
Well, there you go. That's a huge question left up in the air. 7:47 right now. We'll be back with a look at the local business headlines after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.